Blown away by what? Just the existence of it, or in your game specifically?
Have you played with the Bing AI?
Bing, bang, boom, bing, like this? Play with the Bing.
I mean, I guess the Midjourney stuff, you've been getting pretty good results out of Midjourney, huh?
Yeah, it's good. I set my nephews up with the Bing bot, and then they sent me pictures of a fat guy with long hair and a little gray splotch in his beard and a dog. So I don't know exactly what they meant by that.
I just I've been playing with that Bing AI model, and I don't know, I just find it nuts.
What specifically is nuts about it?
Well, if you didn't block me on Twitter, you'd be seeing all the cool AI art posts.
Another win for me.
Up.
Oh. I don't get sucked into any more of your feuds now. You're blocked.
We're having the same feud. All these people who are like, I can't believe that woman went to a public street and took a picture of a building.
Killer.
She needs to die. Well, yeah, basically.
Basically. Take her channel away. She's got to be banned.
Dude, can't, yeah,
her tits aren't, they're too big for her to be
say,
acting like that.
Just say like, oh, that was really rude what she did. What a rude thing. What a rude lady.
They can't though. They can't say it's rude because then they just seem like little gay nerds.
Yeah.
Little hyperventilating prissy nerds. Not just
warriors. They have to make it sound like he could have died. He could have died.
She has 5 million fans, okay?
She has 5 million fans, and one of them could have went to his house and killed him. And it's like, well,
probably might still. He's married, okay? If he was single, that'd be okay. But
right.
Because if he was single, he could come out to fuck her. But because he's married, no chance of that happening.
I can't believe they do those celebrity tours in L.A. where they drive you around to different houses. Don't they know that anyone who takes one of those tours...
They get a pardon every time from the president of Hollywood that they do that.
If you drive by Will Smith's house, anybody could jump out of that car and kill Will Smith. Just say it was really rude what she did to show up at his house.
See how your bill is in my camera.
Well,
see
I can... Here, I'll go over here.
I don't know
here,
why it's like
and
that.
And then turn the camera...
Well, I can't turn the camera. It's too late.
Well, then my bill is going to be in the shot.
But why? It's not usually like that.
I'm saying you can turn. No, take the camera and just spin it a little bit.
Like that. There.
Yeah, sure.
There. Now it's fine.
Now I can go.
Well, now you're back in my camera
if
again.
If I lean all the way, I won't lean all the way.
Oy.
This is going to be one spooky show.
Spooktacular. And we all know that has another meaning on this show.
Well, I don't know if it should have
I don't know if it's
meaning.
Just this show either.
Yeah. Been watching a lot of basketball. What a spooky sport that is.
That's not clever at all.
I know.
But you're supposed to do it
in clever
and not... Just
not just
racist.
Say it.
That's not good at all, Vito.
Well, I mean, I've already opposed the people who are saying that you can use it that way. I'm like, just don't even. Now that the idea's in my head,
what, you can't help yourself?
I mean,
just say racist things.
I wasn't trying to be racist.
Racism, where you like pass a Chinese restaurant and a boomer's just sitting in your car, like, oh yeah, ding dong, ding dong. Like, yeah, that's amazing,
I meant
man.
For
great racism.
I think the NBA has been putting up decorations, spiders and cobwebs, and then
no, because now because there is also a real racist definition of that word that you're just doing
spiders
now.
Spiders or. The other one.
Actually, I think that too. This is horrible.
Well,
why don't you say something about Italians?
It's their fault for putting it in my head.
Whose fault?
Somebody. I don't know.
Everybody say it at the same time, all right?
Don't say anything.
1, 2, 3. The
Hollywood.
Media.
No,
okay. Everybody said something different. Good. All right. You ready to start
Let's
this bonus
do this
episode?
Bonus episode.
Yeah, you cocksucker! Welcome to the last night of your fucking life! I'm a vampire man, and I'm gonna bite your fucking dick off, you piece of shit! Prepare for the mummy to wrap you up and rip your tits off, you whore!
Wow.
It's the spookiest problem in the universe!
Welcome to in the very special Halloween edition.
I should have tested the volume on that before we started the show.
It's probably,
I guess, hopefully I messed
that screamed
up a
over
bit.
It well enough.
Well, I'll fix it now. Actually, you know what? I won't.
Welcome to a very special Halloween edition of The Biggest Problem in the Universe. We're talking about all the problems
Halloween!
That are creepy and crawly. And
it's a show for everyone who's in middle school.
Yeah.
Because adults don't give a fuck about Halloween. Right?
You know, there are a lot of adults who are big on Halloween.
Losers. Like
I think I remember hearing, aren't you a big haunted house guy?
Me?
Yeah.
I fucking hate haunted houses.
Well, who is it that likes them?
My
lady friend
ghoul
up there
that's been haunting my house for 8 years. Why the fuck would I like... What about a haunted house sounds good to me to
I
you?
I don't know. I never go to these things. It's a big thing in L.A. where all the theme parks...
I like walking
parks.
Around.
Yeah.
I like being on guard for 40 minutes at a time or 10 minutes at a time.
I guess it's been a year since I went to Disney because I remember when I went, they had
Can
a bunch
stop
of...
Stop bouncing the table like
sorry.
That with your foot.
What are you... I'm all excited. I'm all amped up. Need shocks to contain
you have
my
to,
energy.
You have to not look like you're too cool for school at the haunted house because then they'll pick on you.
Yeah.
I don't want to get picked on. So I kind of go through like,
I am kind of scared. If you don't look...
go through like Tom Cruise, they're like, let's really fuck with that guy.
Yeah, let's really try and
nail
him.
I don't want to get fucked with.
Do they ever like... they don't like throw stuff on you, do they?
There was one guy that stuck his thumb up my ass, and then it turned out it was Dianne Feinstein.
Why did I know that was gonna... The second you said you were sexually violated, I'm like, I really hope this isn't
that
about
was at horror
Dianne
nights.
Feinstein. Yeah, the DC's famous horror night, DC, where you can go through and get molested by every one of the...
What's been your favorite
senators?
Haunted house that you've ever been to?
No, I don't do them.
Why?
Because I don't do anything.
Wow.
Should I go to Knott's Scary Farm, as they call it now?
I don't know.
I've been told
what to
the Universal spooky
I've done that
houses.
A couple times. Yeah,
Universal's okay.
Yeah, I've got some good memories of Universal.
I don't want to go to a theme park by myself though, so I'd have to go with I don't know. No one. No one's gonna go with me. Maybe Dirk would go with me. Dirk
this
likes the theme parks.
This is depressing.
Well, whatever.
Maybe you could...
Not everybody has friends who want to do stuff. I go on my own adventures.
You could meet some new friends if you did your apartment up really nice for Halloween, and then you got a bunch of kids there.
No.
Get them in with some candy.
No.
You know? What do you think about that?
I don't think that's a good plan.
Hmm. Okay. Well...
Do they make the... at Universal, do they make the Waterworld attraction? Do they add some... scariness to that?
Yeah, it's like a big all these women pretend that they're pregnant.
My favorite part of theme parks are always the lamest parts because
like
I'm like how is this still here?
Ugh, here we go, phone's going off.
For instance, the Lincoln exhibit at Disneyland. You ever gone that?
No.
There's a big
sounds great.
It's just an animatronic Lincoln giving speeches.
Sounds awesome.
And my friend who took me.
Next time I go with kids, I'm going to make them go to that before we go on the ride.
Dude, it's hilarious.
We have to
it's
go
not...
learn about this worst president in the history of America, Abraham Lincoln.
You got to get in there. You all file into an auditorium, and every time Lincoln gets a stage,
oh,
you have to go,
no.
Wow! Wow! Oh, he's about to say that four score shit. Wow!
Okay.
The Lincoln.
So you want to go to a horror park, but you don't have any friends. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, you should go. Do you get spooked easily? Like
yeah,
the normal?
I would probably get spooked.
Oh, yeah?
I'd probably be like, ah!
You could try to touch them when they come at you.
I mean, anytime anything jumps out at you, it doesn't matter what it is. It could be a ball.
I just wear sunglasses so I can close my eyes the whole time.
Yeah.
Then I go around like this. My fucking girlfriend, she loves them, but she does. She goes behind me and she closes her eyes the whole time. I'm like, what the fuck is this for then? We could do this at home.
What if you go to a haunted house and you just, every time anyone scares you, you just yell fuck really loudly? And they're like, all right, we should probably stop scaring that guy.
There's kids on this
fuck,
one.
Fuck, 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 fuck. That's how you get them to stop.
All right. Wow, I can't believe we were talking about ISOM 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Abandoned plot threads was the big winner on the
which we've decided was
ISOM.
My problem. We're not actually sure if that's true.
Vito's big win for Vito.
I think it was mine.
It's about time. Then you started phoning it in. You haven't won since this win.
It's not that I'm phoning it in. It's that, again, you have like a social life and you experience things that are like interesting to other people.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, I don't know. What did I do this week? I bought stuff on eBay. I argued with people on Twitter.
Oh, no.
I ate DoorDash food.
Oh, no, you can't. You eat DoorDash? Oh, Vito.
That's how I get my China, my Panda Express beef and broccoli.
You got to make food at home.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Bad superhero origin stories, yeah. Comic shit.
That was yours, comic shit.
Are you going to get into the origin of your superhero in book two of your comic?
No.
Supers Killers?
No.
No? Okay. Creator accessibility.
Actually, you get a tiny bit of origin.
Taste.
You read
right.
The script.
Yeah.
It was a little flashback sequence, one page.
I don't remember that. Shared universes,
mm-hmm.
Multiverse haters, and cessation fantasies, which I spelled the cessarian. Yeah. Cessation,
I saw people giving
like
you shit about that.
Fantasies, but whoops.
What are you going
to
do?
And then I tried to spell it right, and I still didn't get it right, so I said, oh, that's how this happened.
Mm.
Well, I'm glad that we finally got all that ISOM stuff out of the way.
Yeah, I'm glad it's over. You know, we
should we watch his video?
We've talked
should
about
we watch
this.
His video on the bonus episode at least?
Yeah, sure. You can put which one
at the end.
He
now he's getting into
them.
Video games.
Yeah, I know he's making video. He wants to make an ISOM video game.
Yeah, the Ripperverse video game.
Do you just walk across town with nothing happening, and then occasionally a security guard like pops out of the sewer and you punch him in the face? And then, like
GTA, but his level of respect. Level of disrespect.
Yeah, level of disrespect.
Level of disrespect.
Down.
Like the Doom guy. So disrespected.
I'm thinking about the TMNT beat him up, you know, and like Rocksteady takes April and he's like carting her off.
Yeah, that
But
ass.
Instead of going, you know, help me, it's Jasmine going, I don't need anything from you. Leave me alone. Which is very thrilling. I've got to rescue Jasmine. Never mind.
Bouncing off one character is ISOM, another character is a wall, and you can team up and you can bounce off the wall.
ISOM, if you press the special ability
tails.
Button, a wall spawns behind him, which he can jump off of.
What does he eat what does he eat to gain health back? Think, I dare you to say something not racist. You, of all people, I fucking dare you.
What would ISOM eat?
What
to
would he
gain?
Eat?
Well, he has a farm, so he could eat one of the delicious cows. Cooked into a steak that is prepared on the ISOM ranch.
Suckers. That's what he eats. Trolls.
Suckers.
For breakfast.
He eats respect and shits discourtesy.
Shits money. All right. Well, you're the big winner, I guess, for this
I'm
Halloween episode.
I'm the big winner. Welcome to Halloween.
I want to get more into this video game, though.
Well, are we going to watch it? Are we going to watch it at the
Let's
end?
Let's watch it at the end.
All right.
We're not going to watch it on the main show, right? Are we?
I don't know. There's so many videos.
Let's
now.
Watch it on this show and then like
then
try
we
to
can promote it.
Yeah,
and
try
tell
to like
if they want to
screw people out of money, right?
It's a big part of the equation.
Thank
I guess.
You for supporting the show. If you're listening to this right now, if you didn't pay for this and you're listening to a pirate version, then
go
kill
to
yourself.
Jail.
Yeah.
In Minecraft. Well, Dick, let's just get right into it. And this is an obvious problem. This is a problem for all you kids out there, all you young bucks listening to the show. You're preparing for Halloween right now.
With your no friends.
With your no friends. I have friends, okay? They're in different parts of the globe. The problem is people
They're
move.
In another school.
Or they fucking kill themselves, okay? Or, you know, they're all in Massachusetts.
Okay.
All right. I got a bunch of friends over there. But, and you know what me and my friends would do? We'd go trick-or-treating.
Okay.
Go to all the houses. What do you want from the houses? You want that candy.
Yeah.
You want that tasty.
Okay.
But some of these houses, I mean, it's obvious which candies are good. We know this.
Yeah,
you
is
want
this
the classic.
Like the not having a big candy? That's the...
No. I'm not expecting a big candy.
Neckos, Smarties?
The shitty candy. Houses with the shitty candy.
Okay,
but it's not. See, you're gonna excuse it, and you have the
I
same
mean, it's
mindset.
Just like, is this really a big problem?
Yes.
The houses
yes.
with shitty candy.
Because but that's the thing. You're gonna excuse it as like, oh, it's not a big thing. But you know, the candy is bad.
Yeah.
And you went to the store and you had the option to just be like, I can either bring joy into children's lives with something that they're actually going to enjoy.
Yeah.
Or I can get the candy that's like a little cheaper because I don't
like
give a
what?
Shit. Like Smarties.
Man, Smarties are good. Don't
Smarties are
not
good.
Smarties.
That's like flavored fucking
eat?
Chalk.
Mars bars all day.
Take the Twix.
Candy corns.
No, candy corns on
Peeps?
The bad candy list. Peeps are
candy
for
corns
Easter.
Are good.
Although I do think they do. You can't give Peeps out. Are they? Do they have individually wrapped Peeps
Guess
now?
What? You can do whatever you want at all times.
You can shit in their bags.
So wait, Peeps good.
Peeps
good.
Are bad.
Candy corn, you're saying, is bad?
Candy corn is bad.
Okay.
Necco wafers are bad.
Necco wafers, man. That stuff is good.
Are you like a grandpa? What are you talking about?
What do you like? When you were a kid.
I like the Almond Joy. Big fan of that.
Okay. Almond Joy.
Twix.
Twix. Twix sucks.
Twix does not suck.
Tastes fucking disgusting. It's like eating hard cardboard.
You're nuts. I love a Twix.
It's like just eat a cookie, man.
Mr. Goodbar.
Who the fuck has ever liked a Mr. Goodbar?
I don't love Mr. Goodbar.
Mr. Goodbar. What
I mean,
else?
Sometimes I like Mr. Goodbar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually a big fan of the Special Dark, though. Of those little Hershey guys.
The Special Dark?
Special Dark.
What's that?
It's the spookiest of the candies. It's just Hershey's like dark chocolate. They call it Hershey's Special Dark.
Where does one acquire? So if you were a kid, you'd be getting that and you'd
I'd be
shit
picking
your brains
the Hershey's,
out.
Yeah, probably. I mean, okay. Most American candy has problems. Jolly Rancher is good.
Oh, that's Jolly Rancher sucks.
Airheads are trash. Airheads,
Airheads
should go,
are the best. Are you fucking
Airheads
serious?
Airheads fucking suck. That's a personal belief, though. I know a lot of people like Airheads.
Yeah.
I also had on here the Circus Peanuts. Terrible. Bit of Honey, terrible.
Awful, yeah, I'll give you that
Double
one.
Bubble, which you want gum.
Bubble, I don't want bubble gum from people's houses.
It's always, and it's
You
rock,
have to have good bubble gum.
It's rock hard, the Double Bubble.
Yeah.
It's like putting a rock in your mouth and waiting for it to become something.
How do they even stay in business with that shit?
Because of this!
Because of Halloween.
Cheap fucking families who are like, yeah, it doesn't matter. These kids are retarded and we can give them complete trash. You'd be better off giving them a rock that you dipped in caramel. Would be better than half these fucking things.
What about
things.
Just pictures of candy?
Yeah, that would be better
That'd
too.
Be fun.
Give them a potato. Give them a nice, you know, not a big russet potato, but give them a red potato they can take home. They
so
can
people
boil
are
going
to be voting on bad candy for Halloween.
Yeah, I think that's... Everyone's
what do you give out?
Everyone's experienced this. I don't give out anything on Halloween.
Do you get kids knocking at the door, or are they?
No,
are
I'm
you
kind
on
of.
Map
I'm on
that,
like a weird side street, so
oh.
There's not a lot of people like come in looking for candy.
Okay,
it's like I think they go to like you know bigger, fancier neighborhoods in LA.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's easy to walk around.
Yeah, mine's like a weird apartment building complex, and it's like you don't really want to bring your kids to this.
We don't.
Dark enclave.
Yeah.
Have them knocking on doors.
There's a parenting app, and it probably says the Megan's List. So stay away from this
I'm
apartment
not on
complex,
the
Megan's especially.
List. I think they also do like a lot of community Halloween stuff where you go to like a rec center and you go from like
table. I hate that fake shit.
Yeah.
Like when they do it at the mall.
Yeah.
Here, we're doing trick or treat at our fucking store.
Yeah,
oh,
go
great.
To GameStop.
Thanks,
and I'm
Mom,
the GameStop
this is
guy.
Awesome.
Well, families are worried about something happening on Halloween, and what they should be worried about is their kid getting shitty. Twizzlers, terrible.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Shitty candy from the house.
It's fucking horrible. That's a horrible problem.
It's like the most quintessential Halloween problem. Every child has experienced
Fuck,
that.
No. Fuck kids' Halloweens. It's a grown-up holiday.
You
Fuck kids
that.
And Halloween.
What do you do on Halloween?
Drugs and partying.
Sure.
And hoes. Actually, this is my... Is it my turn now?
Yes.
Okay. This is my problem.
You have a visual problem.
I have a visual aid for this problem.
Which we will narrate for those audio listeners out there.
It's okay. They'll know what I'm talking about.
Mm.
Let me try to get the... What the fuck? Where's my thing here?
Let's hit the plus.
All right, and then what?
Window capture.
Window capture. Okay. Here it is.
There you go.
Here it is, Vito. This is my problem is sexy Halloween costumes Larger than a medium.
Okay.
This is a
variations of fat chicks are you allowed to do on this
well,
show?
Well, that would have that was my question when I was a child. Yeah. And then here we are 30 years later and they're still cranking out new ways to annoy us.
She looks good.
This is one or two women in a plus size.
One or two women.
Sexy.
It's one woman.
Sailor Moon scout.
Yeah, she's a Sailor Moon lady.
Look at how many ripples are in this skirt. It's supposed to be pleated, not waving like the ocean, Vito.
Yeah, it's like she took a full-size American flag off the...
Sailor Jupiter.
Sailor, yeah.
Or one of her moons, perhaps.
Sailor orbital body.
I mean, come on, man.
I think she looks good.
Can't we, like, any woman's costume larger than me has got to be, like, a bag or a box or something.
What do you want fat women to dress as for Halloween? What do you want?
A bag? Someone who stays home.
Yeah.
That's what I would like them to dress as. Okay.
A bag.
If that doesn't get your vote. How about this one here? This is that was from sexylingerie.com.
Okay.
Should be illegal.
Here's the plus size sugar plum witch.
Here's a oof.
Okay. I'm
plus size.
It's a lot of leg. I'm not gonna lie. If you're fat, at least the other one had a skirt, so you know you can hide some of that cellulite.
Can she even wriggle? Can her nose stop jiggling? Is that
this? Yeah. Because here's the problem is I look at this and I'm like, well, she looks, the skin is nice and smooth, but I go, yeah, but that's all Photoshop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Once and one she's got that look, that head back look.
Yeah, if she pushes her head forward, a chin will suddenly sprout out.
It's ruining the whole idea of looking like a whore on Halloween. You know, you can dress like a fridge.
There's fat whore.
So you're saying there's fat whores.
There's fat whores. Every, you know, why can't a woman dress as a fat whore?
Well.
Clearly they can.
Yeah, but she doesn't need to be a witch, too.
They should just go out wearing what they normally wear because it's already scary.
Exactly.
Yeah, they don't need a costume.
Why does this cost $117?
Well, I mean, the amount of fabric you got to wrap around these ladies.
There's this very intricate gauze that they have over here.
Halloween costumes can be annoyingly costly, depending on.
Yeah, and they are always dog shit, too.
Yeah.
Like the materials, like busting apart at the seams.
Yeah, it's weird. You think they would make good ones?
Here's another one.
You go to, like, those costume cities, and you're like, how is that $150? It's, like, cheap Chinese garbage.
I think it might have been this one, this moth.
It's not the Fred Flintstone. Why don't they go as Fred Flintstone? That'd be
yeah,
funny.
Come on. all right. Let me see if I got another
one. You can go
one.
As, wait, what was the name of Barney's wife? Was it Betty?
It was Betty.
Yeah, I remember she was.
Should be going as Dino.
Oh, what's her name? Rosie O'Donnell
Here
played
we go.
Betty.
Look at this sassy.
The fat cheerleaders.
A fat vampire. Mm. I don't even want to think about how much blood this bitch has to drink a night. You know what I mean?
She's got to suck a
Vampires,
couple
different
like,
guys. They're all withering yeah. away because they have to live on blood. But then you get
You're
one
right.
that's like fat as a tick. And what the hell is
how
this?
How do you get a fat vampire?
Women figured it out.
What I guess you eat a couple of... Eat a couple cannolis before you dig into your blood.
It was the best part
dish.
Of Halloween. Women dressing like whores.
Yeah.
And they need to put a cap on it. they need to put a, you know.
The amount of skin you're allowed to show.
Well, just let's stop at 1X.
Okay.
L.
And then we just don't make Halloween costumes bigger than that.
Yeah. Mm. Capitalism isn't always right.
Right.
Okay? We need to set some rules and regulations.
How about fat women? You can only go as a spooky ghost.
That would be great.
A big sheet.
Androgynous.
Yeah.
A ghost.
Covers your entire body.
A ghost. A refrigerator. A rock.
A potato. Just like lumping
the shape. A planet, like you could have
a sack of oranges.
A sack of oranges.
Yeah.
I don't want to see any body paint though.
Any misshapen lumping image is free for you to go as.
Yeah.
Go as a
body bag.
Yeah, a body
put
bag.
Like a bag over you.
A lot of variations on bags.
Bags.
Yeah.
So, sexy costumes larger than a medium.
All right.
That's my
I think I know
problem.
What you're talking about. All right, here's my problem.
Okay.
You know what? I'll just get the generic, what do you call it, culture war problem out of the way. Come on. This is a good one, though.
Yeah.
The my culture is not your costume, people, right?
Okay.
If anything, so like Halloween, it's supposed to be kind of funny, you know?
Yeah.
It's not really a horror thing. It's like goofy.
Yeah.
It's fun. You dress up as in jokes and memes and funny
yeah.
things.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Part of, you know, something that is funny, you know, would be like a guy with like a rice picker hat and big buck teeth. Like that's... See, you're laughing. Or like a
Can
guy...
Can you imagine?
I like a guy with a turban with a bomb strapped to his chest. You're like, oh, I get it. He's like a
9/11. Why isn't that as shocking? The big the buck
Asian
teeth
one
is so much more shocking.
Well, just because it's such a classically comically like racist depiction that it's like completely outside the realm of plausibility.
Are there Chinese guys on nice patties with those hats right now and big buck teeth?
There's definitely guys with those hats. I don't know where the buck teeth thing comes from.
Because they don't really have, like, orthodontic care.
I guess. I don't know. I've never thought of the Chinese as having big buck teeth.
Because they always make that face. They're always going, oh! They're always, like, surprised. They're
Okay, but we know that's funny. Like, obviously. And If you're an Asian guy, you gotta go, oh, that's silly. Look
you gotta give it to
there.
Him.
Yeah.
Right?
You take a picture with that guy. You go, hey, it's my brother over there.
Okay.
Okay. Some of these costumes that we're not allowed to go as, women can't go as geishas anymore. You can't wear a big cool Indian headdress with all the feathers, no matter. That's the other thing.
I mean, you can. They, like, the hot girls get away. They can do that.
Yeah.
They never.
The hot girls can put on the little mustache and have the big sombrero and the fucking poncho.
I don't know. Okay. Chinese. You can't do Chinese face, right? That's out.
No. Yeah, you
can't
do
that one.
You can't do blackface.
You definitely can't do blackface.
No.
Can you do Native American? If you're hot, I think you can. You can get away with that headdress.
I remember like one year some celebrity had like a headdress and like everybody was like all pissed
flipping
about it.
Out.
Yeah. But I think you can get away with it as a normal basic bitch at a party and you're probably not going to catch too much heat.
That's risky. I wouldn't do it.
I had a friend who was really into playing accordion. So one year he's like, I'm going as Urkel. And he tried to do blackface, but he just smeared like a bunch of like shit on his face.
No.
And everyone went, are you like an accordion playing hobo? Because he just looked like a dirty guy. And he's like, no, I'm Urkel. And they're like, oh, that's it. Actually would have been less offensive if you had put effort into it. Instead, you just kind of smeared dirt on your face, which is almost more offensive that you think.
Why did he want to go as Urkel?
I don't know.
So you just want an excuse to play an accordion?
I think you just want an excuse to play his accordion,
yeah.
Just to goof around with that thing. I don't know, maybe when you're an accordion player, you really admire Urkel for helping popularize.
I always try to go as somebody who wears a suit.
Yeah.
You know, everyone hates that guy.
I'm Don Draper. I'm wearing a suit and I'm drinking a drink. I might even smoke a cigarette. So
I'll go as Benson next.
It is weird though that it only applies to like certain cultures, right?
Well,
like the classic thing. It's like
I think we all know why.
Yeah. I mean, you
cry about everything.
You can go as a drunken Irishman, nobody would have a problem with that.
Well, they're white. That's why.
Kind of.
What do you mean, kind of? Irish are white.
Yeah, but they're still those filthy Irish.
No,
they're not the real white guys.
No one actually thinks that.
And also, Asians are doing great in America.
Nobody locks their doors for Irish people walking around.
See, why do they... Yeah, why... Okay, so...
Wait, who's doing great?
Asians, obviously. Uh-huh. Nailing it.
Well, not in China.
Not in China, but here they're having a real good time.
Are they wearing a lot of rice picker hats and having big buck teeth here?
You can't do Indian, guys. You couldn't go as Dalsam. You can't put the dot on your head.
I guess. Trudeau did.
Are you allowed to go as an ethnic stereotype if it's a character? Like, can I go as Chun-Li? Can I go as a...
You can go as Chun-Li. Yeah.
I can go as Chun-Li.
That's fine.
Yeah.
You can get away.
But I can't go like, you can't tape my eyes back and go as Chun-Li.
No, that would be bad.
I can't have the big buck teeth. I'm just saying, look, nobody, you know, why do you... Also, some of it, it's like, yeah, it's fun. It's funny. And also, like, the chicks dressing up like geishas and whatever. You know, most of the time, it's not like ripping on you. It's just like, yeah, this looks cool.
It is ripping on you, though.
Is it always,
with
though?
With a big fucking hat? Like,
they don't have to have the hat.
Yes,
the
geishas don't have to have that. Of course it's ripping on you.
That's different. You know?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, it's, can we just have fun on Halloween? If you're sitting around being like, oh, man, I, like, really need to make sure people don't wear a costume that might, for one day, for probably a period of 4 hours, they're going to wear it and take it off.
I'm for not stopping people from doing racist costumes, because I can imagine the people who would be doing it and then reacting to it, and they're laughing at it and trying to one-up each other and being racist, and it's annoying me just thinking about
it. Look, I know what you're saying. I get it. But just because...
Hey, guess what? And they always do, can you shut up, please? I'm trying to... have a normal conversation.
Where are you going on Halloween?
I don't know.
I'm gonna get a Chinese rice picker hat, and we're gonna get reactions.
Why?
Because
I feel like this is like Gavin McGinnis level satire. Like, hey, how about this cultural
Actually,
appropriation?
You know who does
like,
that? Steven,
what is this?
Steven Crowder did that, so you're right.
Yeah, it's
played
like
out.
Very played out.
It's played out, but also.
I mean,
it's also played like, out to like complain about it.
This has been so overly litigated since like 2018, probably.
Sure. All I'm saying is,
do you really care about this, or are you caring or pretending to care because you see it on the internet?
I care a little. I care. I care. I
you
think
do?
There's been like some really stupid ones, like Moana. You know that show Moana, or the Disney movie,
yeah.
Moana. It's like Polynesian people.
Yeah.
So they were like selling a costume where, like, kids could be the big, beefed-up Polynesian guy from Moana,
sure, the
and they're like, oh, well, that's cultural appropriation right there. You shouldn't let white kids wear that. Or, like, did you see the one where, like, there was a kid and, like, Black Panther was his favorite superhero, but it's a white kid?
Kill him.
And all these people were...
Who cares? I don't care about any of this culture war shit anymore. I think I'm so burned out on it. As soon as I hear it, I'm like, yeah, you know what?
Well,
throw him in prison.
I get it.
I'm fucking
there
volcano.
With you, but it felt like one of these classic problems that if we didn't address it...
What are you, like, we're CNN?
How
what are you
are
talking
we,
about?
How are we even... If we're talking about the biggest problems in Halloween, you gotta talk about...
People crying about cultural appropriation?
Yes.
I don't know, man.
It's part of the discussion.
This is like time machine shit.
When you're going to make your costume, it's like now a part of the discussion. You gotta go, well, could this be misinterpreted?
Really?
As harmful to Asian people.
Oh, I think it's lame.
You know, I just wanted to dress up like Naruto with his famous rice picker hat
doesn't
and
have
big
that.
Buck teeth and his eyes pulled.
You just want to say racist stuff. That's why you brought this in. It's just you saying
all
racist
all my favorite
things.
Anime characters.
Yeah.
Look
okay.
That way. I'm going to go as Isom.
It's great. You can do that without doing face paint shit, you know? He has a distinctive... He has a cross on his dick.
War on blackface, folks. That's what you're waging right now, telling me I can't.
You got to get over this,
go
like, you
got to
get over
Isom.
This culture war shit. It's all this, like, everybody in the world is stuck in this, like, back in time level, oh, we're arguing about race, and they're arguing too much about race. It's just all a huge waste of time.
I get it, but I feel like most of this show is... big waste of time, so what are you gonna do? You just said fat chicks aren't allowed to wear fucking Halloween
yeah,
costumes.
That's a visual.
That's the biggest
that's
problem
a visual,
in the universe.
That's hilarious.
But I say I'm not allowed to be, you know, Drake, and that's fine.
Well, you didn't say Drake.
Well, can I be Drake?
Can you?
Can I go as Michael Jordan?
Sure, yeah.
Can I go as Michael Jordan with the Hitler mustache?
Yeah, absolutely. That was a good season. That was a good,
that was a good
time
run
for him. All right. Here's my problem is pun costumes.
Pun costumes.
Yeah.
Where you got to really think about it?
No, you don't have to think about it even for a second because they scream it at you as soon as you see them.
Okay.
It's like a guy with cereals and knives all over. It's like a cereal comic, I know.
That's a pretty simple one.
Like a guy that's in like a big foot. Like big foot.
Big foot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got there.
Oh, man. That's great, buddy.
Well, Well, I'm sure there's some that are like pretty good.
Social butterfly, like Facebook and stuff, and butterfly wings.
Social butterfly. That's kind of clever.
Fuck.
I gotta give him that.
And then you have to listen to the parade of compliments.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, I noted. Oh, yeah, I saw that. Oh, wow, it's great. It's like being at work at Halloween. It's horrible.
I like the, you know, but then you get like a mashup costume, you know, where it's like.
Yeah, yeah.
Two things you like and then with a clever twist.
Like what?
I can't think of any examples whatsoever. Let me look up great pun costumes. I'm sure there's some great ones.
Here, I got you some pun costumes.
Okay, what do you got? 47 punny Halloween costume. Punny, I love that.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. It's Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
Holding a
Where's
tacos.
The taco? Oh, she's holding a taco. They didn't put a lot. You had to make her Mexican at that point. That's where you want the sombrero.
You are obsessed with race. Like, you are. I don't think you can think of the world normally anymore. You've been so
Taco
you've
Bell
been so
should
hypnotized
have
with culture
the bandito
war shit.
Mustache and a big fucking sombrero.
A giant nose that's running around.
It's a runner. It's a marathon runner. He's the runny nose.
How could you do this to people?
All right. Well, that one sucks.
They all suck. They're puns. They're stupid.
Some puns.
It's
are
like
good.
Just not. It's just like forcing you to not think about them.
Mm.
Oh, okay. It's a fucking word.
Show me more. Show me more.
Hilarious.
He's a bomb with an F on it. He's big the F bomb.
Chick magnet. It's a guy with a big magnet around his head.
Well, it was attached to the magnet.
A bunch of little
baby chicks.
Chickens.
He's a chick magnet. Take that one to the bank, America.
Yeah.
That's fun. It's fun. You just like don't like people having fun.
Just come with it and tell everybody what it is. You don't need the whole costume if you're going to do a pun. Just come and explain it. Because I know that's all you want to do, is come and explain to people a pun, because doing puns is a mental illness.
Right.
So I know you have to compulsively explain the fucking pun to everyone.
So when I show up as a Ninja Turtle holding legal documents and I tell everyone I'm tortoise interference, you're going to give me shit for that?
Yes, don't do that. Just come as a tortoise. Then you could be a turtle.
This one's not a pun. That's not a pun.
That's not a pun, though.
Cold brew coffee. He's just wearing a hat.
Oh, 50. He's got a bunch
of shades of gray.
He's got
a bunch of paint swatches on him. He's 50 shades of gray.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty. Wait, what's the Wonder Bread one? That's from Merlogic.
They're all bad.
Okay, she's a Olympic athlete with medals around her neck, and she's holding bags of bread. She is a breadwinner.
Yeah.
Boom. Take that one to the bank.
Just go as like a thing. That's it. No puns, no being clever, like I'm a homicidal maniac.
Yeah.
I could, you know, could be anybody. Mm-mm. Get out, go away. Go home.
This is fun. I didn't know there was like so many of these.
Puns? Well, they never end.
Yeah.
Because it's for a contingent of people that are mentally ill.
Piece of cake costume. Okay, well then you're just a piece of cake. That's not a...
This ceiling fan. She's a. She's a cheerleader for ceilings.
God, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
You know what? Actually, keep wearing them so I know not to. So I can stay the hell away from you people.
She's got like a varsity sweater that just says ceiling, and she's got like pom poms. She's a ceiling fan.
I really wish people who did puns would be thrown into a wood chipper.
I enjoy all of this.
I can't take it. It's raining. So, see, they've got a raincoat on and cats and dogs all over them.
It's raining cats and dogs. Could have been pictures of men. Then they would be, it's raining men.
Well, that's a song.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Oh, it's fine if it's a
yeah,
song
it's
reference.
Fine. It's a real thing.
As opposed to a idiom
yeah.
that is then transformative costume. All right.
Okay.
Dick hates pun costumes.
What do you got here? What's your last problem?
I'm gonna look up this gallery later. I'm laughing my way to all the way home with some of these.
What do you got? A Steven Crowder? Something about immigration or?
Shut the fuck up. my last problem is neighbors who are way too into it.
Okay.
So my neighbors for the last 2 months, their whole house has been done up.
Yeah.
With all sorts of spooky decor, which is stupid. Because I'm like, guys, you're way too early. I come out of my house, there's a bunch of pumpkins and light up bullshit and a bunch of cobwebs. I'm like, who's this for? Do you come home?
Oh, fuck, I wish I would have done cobwebs. Those are the worst.
Yeah, they're so, why is that the most important thing?
They have them up every year at the Rustic Inn in Hollywood. They put cobwebs up.
Yeah.
But it's also when playoffs are. Every year you get
a bunch of cobwebs everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, why is that the quintessential Halloween decoration? Here's the stupidest part about it, is they bought one of those giant skeletons that everyone's like obsessed with this year. I don't know if you've seen this.
No.
There's a, I don't know if it's Costco selling them, but they all sold out. They're like this giant, like 15-foot tall skeleton.
Like a real skeleton? Well, I mean like a plastic?
Yeah, like plastic, not like a
Costco
giant skeleton.
Skeleton.
I think it's Costco was selling them.
Okay. This?
Costco has a 10-foot tall talking skeleton available now. This is the big one.
Give me a fucking break with this shit.
This is the big decoration that everyone's fighting over because they're all sold out.
God damn, dude.
They're scalping them for hundreds of dollars online.
What?
I want to hear the voice. Play the voice. You got to hit the...
All right.
Costco spooky skeleton.
Is that what it says?
I don't know.
I think they
added that. Okay, here's the thing. I know it says something, but I don't know what.
Yeah.
All I know is that at 2 a.m. I hear... And I'm like, can you guys unplug it at night?
Yeah.
And then all through the day, I don't know what's triggering it. Fucking squirrels running around or shit. But I gotta hear, I'm like trying to sleep or take a nap or whatever. And all I hear outside my window is, I have no idea what the fuck it's saying.
It's the it's when this season of lights and bullshit outside starts, and they get worse and tackier every year.
Yeah,
they got the laser beam lights now. Now they've got full on like projector sets for holograms of people hiding in windows.
And everybody's fighting over the. I didn't realize.
I thought you guys were broke. You got money for Halloween. You got money for Israel.
I didn't realize that there's an entire. Like, people take the decorations really seriously.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think I've brought this up where I'm always getting sent TikTok videos of people going to, like, thrift stores to try and flip shit for profit.
Okay. Because
I have a sickness.
Mm-hmm.
But you watch those videos, and anytime they find some old Halloween decoration, it'll be, like, a 2006, like, talking pumpkin bullshit light.
Yeah.
They'll be like, and I flipped that on eBay for $200. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Apparently, any Halloween decorations are now like rare collectibles for this weird breed of over-decorating psychopaths who just want to fill their lawns with a bunch of electronic, stupid, moving, light-up garbage.
It's fucking garbage. All of it's garbage. It looks exactly the same driving around. Oh, there's that same...
Yeah.
Skeleton again. Wow.
If you're at home in front of your computer, go to eBay, search like Halloween decoration, look at the sold listings, and you'll be amazed at what people pay for this book. Again, that talking skeleton, which I think was $100 at Costco, I think you go on like Craigslist and people are like, oh, we got the talking skeleton, $500 for a giant skeleton that Vito's trying to enjoy his life.
20th.
And in the middle of the night, here's skeleton bear. And I'm like, oh my fucking Christ, this is the worst shit.
I really hate the compulsion to buy this crap to decorate with.
All you need, what happened to just you get a pumpkin? Cut a face in the pumpkin, put a candle in it. You're done.
You don't need
put up a cobweb.
Fake gravestones and dead bodies and stuff.
Bunch of. And then they get the ones that are like animatronic, and you get close to it and it like pops up, and you're like,
like, how fun is this? As fun for you every time that you see it?
I don't know.
Like, it's gotta be fun one time, right?
Yeah.
Are you having so many people come over and get scared that it's funny every time?
And like I said,
where the fuck do you keep all this shit?
I don't. Yeah, that's the other thing. I don't know where they keep it. It must be in their house. We don't have like a big garage in that complex, so.
Throw it away?
I think they put it in storage. I think they drive to their storage unit to pull out all their Halloween bullshit. And like I said, nobody even trick-or-treats in our neighborhood, so nobody can even see this shit except them. It's like a complete waste of time. I guess they just come home and they, you know, their car activates the giant skeleton as they drive by and he goes, it's a spooky Halloween! Welcome to Halloween! I'm a skeleton man. Wakes me up in the middle of the fucking night.
It's so, yeah. huge, Costco says. It will definitely spook everyone for Halloween.
Well, it's got four different sayings, apparently, and a bright lime green light shining from the chest cavity. Fantastic.
That's great.
You can use it to create the ultimate haunted house, they say. Be prepared for an influx of barking dogs and children's screams.
The best outdoor decor that will make your house the scariest home on the block.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, look.
There's this
fake dead people.
This guy down the street that has like a skeleton on a swing.
Yeah.
He put on his garage. Of course, the dog is terrified of it. It just swings there like this.
Apparently, though, they get really mad if you hang a body by a noose for Halloween now.
Oh, because that's inappropriate.
Yeah.
Actually, that's my problem. Not enough gore and murders and stuff on Halloween. Well,
that's a good one.
Let's just backhoe graveyards, you know?
Yeah.
Get it out of the way.
Get some actual bodies up.
We're
going to
run out of space.
Yeah.
Cemeteries are dumb.
Mm-hmm.
No reason to have them. There's just not.
Well, they're a good place to go take selfies. I know that.
Waste of money.
Okay.
So we have one day a year where we can just like, all right, everyone's allowed to just get rid of these bodies.
However you want.
Yeah, let's get rid of
them. I think
that
was how we planned on getting rid of them, though, was to dig them, put them under the ground. I think that was the disposal system.
Put them on the ground somewhere else.
Yeah, just put them in the ocean.
Throw them in the ocean.
Yeah.
Just burn them. Put them in the trash.
Sink them to the bottom of the Mariana Trench.
Let the wolves get them or something. Come on.
Well, I don't know if the wolves want them now.
They'll eat anything.
Yeah.
Something.
Feed them.
It's like all this plastic shit.
Real skeletons should be. Have you heard there's like this movement now to like return real skeletons? Like to. There was like a museum that was like had a exhibit with like an actual skeleton or something.
What do you mean?
It was like
a mummy?
No, it was like, I don't know, like a human skeleton like on display, but then it's like. Well, this skeleton might have come from, you know, some Native American or something. I don't know.
That's just a museum.
Yeah.
They all have skeletons?
They should have skeletons.
They have, like, I thought those were real.
I'm saying skeletons should be more, like, every house should have a real skeleton in it.
Exactly. Yes.
People die all the time.
This is real Halloween decoration. It's a skeleton. A real skeleton.
This is what's inside of you, and it's all that will remain of you when you die.
Ah!
What's scarier than that? Yeah, and also its eyes light up because I put a light bulb in there.
See,
that's the other thing.
Things.
Okay, so that's
I don't need criminals hanging off of roofs and stuff.
That's the funniest thing about Holloway. What's actually scary? Well, death. You're gonna die.
Yeah,
that's it. It's like
but
what
a drunk driver accident.
But what if there was like a fucking LED light bulb in the eyes? It's like that's less scary than the concept of mortality.
Yeah,
ultimately.
Yeah. Let's get that.
A real scary situation would just be to sit kids down and go, everyone you love is going to perish. Happy Halloween.
You
can't do that,
dying
though.
Is not actually the worst part. It's when you hit the middle of your life, everyone starts dying faster than you can replace them. That's when death really starts.
Yeah. My grandma called me the other day, and I'm like, how are things going? And she's like, terrible. I'm 95. I'm going to die. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, Grandma, why are you dumping? And she went, happy birthday. And I'm like, oh, thanks for dumping that on me. Jesus Christ.
Mm.
But yeah, we should just have more blood and killing because who cares?
Well, something. Come on. Something spooky, really, actually spooky.
There
like
should be a chance. There should
something.
Be a chance. Like one house should have the right to kill a kid once a year.
Like the Purge,
picked at random.
Yeah,
not like the Purge. Like to make it scary for the kids. Like you're gonna go out trick or treating. 99.999% of you are gonna get candy, but one guy we've told can just stab one of you.
Ooh, yeah. Let's vote on one of these death row people getting out.
So don't go to too many houses.
Kill all the death row people on Halloween. That's something, right? Don't just make it any time.
I think that would be a good lesson for kids. It's like, you know, your greed. It's like, do you want to go to another house? Because it might be the house.
It might be the guy that kills
you. Where the guy's
you.
Allowed to stab one kid and he might choose you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not this just like buy Smarties and give Smarties away.
Do you really want candy
and
that bad?
Big fat whores wearing fucking cheerleader.
Maybe you can't kill the
costume.
Kid. Maybe he just like cuts off his hand or something. And it's like, well, you learned a lesson.
Let Hamas know about Halloween.
Yeah, they'd have a good time with it.
And April Fool's Day.
Is that what they're pulling right now? A late April Fool's Day prank?
They should. They should do.
We put fans on our back and we go to the festival and we kill all the people.
April Fools.
April Fools. we're good. It'd be better. Good. Would be better.
We want to see a happy warrior, right?
Everyone wants a happy warrior.
You don't want all this screaming about hospitals and whatnot.
No.
Yeah, okay.
That's a lot of that.
Do you have any more?
No, I got a... Well, I don't know. Is there any last ones trickling around in my mind?
I don't know. What are you doing with this paper?
I'm just playing.
You just love making noise.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Remember when they had those McDonald's toys that, like, transformed?
Transformers?
No, didn't they make... Okay, so they made ones that were like, it was like a chicken nugget, but it would turn into like a robot.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I think they did like a Halloween version of that.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
They had McNugget Buddies as Halloween too.
McNugget Buddies, yeah, and they had the little costumes you could snap on.
Yeah.
Okay, so that is my problem, is that I don't own any McNugget Buddies. And also, bring back McNugget Buddies.
No, McNugget Buddies. Right.
Yeah, I had one. It was a nugget. You could snap like a little vampire costume onto it.
I actually want to bring in all this retarded culture war shit of Halloween every fucking year.
Well, this is the chance.
Every fucking year, it's a guy going, "What do you mean I can't do blackface and wear a big racist Chinese hat?" And go, "Oh, no, 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 no." Like, sorry, wrong one.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, man, I guess not. Sorry that we messed up here.
Your biggest problem is the culture war on Halloween.
Culture war complainers.
Yeah.
Culture war, cultural appropriation complainers.
I think I should be allowed to wave a tomahawk around.
Do you really want to go as
Why'd Trudeau get to do it? Trudeau got to do it. Why can't I do it?
You can. Everyone will just make fun of you like they do him.
I think they would celebrate me for breaking through the barrier.
Of what?
Of cultural...
Of being racist?
Barriers.
Yeah.
That have been unfairly applied.
Okay, go to biggestproblem.show to vote on the problems. I can play some old voicemails.
Yeah.
I don't want to call them old, I guess. Here's a crazy suggestion for Halloween. Let's hear it.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know Vito didn't say that Halloween guy is retarded because of his Christian bullshit and whatever. Like, that's fine. And then he went, "Oh, look at these crazy suggestions for Halloween." And the first suggestion was fasting. Are you fucking kidding me, Vito?
Shut up.
You should mix in some fasting. Unironically, that guy is right. That is what you should be doing on
it's
Halloween.
It's for everyone, not just me.
You especially should be fasting and praying on Halloween.
Kids aren't going to fast on Halloween. They want to eat the candy. Ah, shit. That's a good problem.
What?
Those fucking stupid videos that Jimmy Kimmel has everyone do every year of pretending to eat your kid's Halloween candy. Do you know that bit?
Oh, God.
It's fucking terrible. He goes, "Guys, send in this video." And it's like, okay, so disappointed. Like, yeah.
Look, the kids are crying now. Isn't that fucking amazing?
Yeah, this is
Show them your dick.
Yeah, why not just punch them in the head? That'll probably make them cry, too. Put that one on the list, baby.
Here's one.
Hey, Dick. Hey, Vito. biggest problem in the universe are, like, serial killers and Jeffrey Dahmer. Not because they kill people, but, like, what the impact that they have on everyone's fucking mindset. And there's a lot of examples, but this is the worst. So I climb up a mountain, Greylock Mountain in Massachusetts, highest peak. Took a hike up there with my girlfriend. And when we get to the top, right, it starts to rain. So instead of making our way back down the muddy trail, we decide we'll take the road that leads up to the mountain back down to our car. And as it starts to rain and get worse all along the way, we're trying to hitchhike down the mountain, but everyone is just looking at us and laughing at us instead of picking us up.
Yeah.
Finally, a nice young couple picks us up and we are able to get to our car without being completely soaked. And I guess the biggest problem is now everyone thinks everyone's a fucking serial killer, or if you pick up somebody on the side of the road, they're going to kill you. And it's obvious in this case, it's two people in their 20s who are just
classic
wet and
serial
cold
killer
and
duo.
Please help. But no, apparently we're going to be fucking, I don't know, whatever serial killer pair, there's a couple or something. I don't know. Point is, fuck serial killers. For making everybody think that...
All right. There's still a lot more to that.
What's the last time you picked up a hitchhiker?
Oof, never.
Really?
I don't know the last time I've seen one.
I would, for some reason, I think it was like 2 years ago, there was like a African-American woman and her daughter and their dog.
Hmm.
And I was like...
What kind of dog?
It was like a little dog. I don't know. They're like... it was like, it turned into a very convoluted situation that I very quickly regretted, where they're like, we just need a ride to our hotel. I'm like, okay, sure.
Yeah.
And then I drove them to the hotel, and the hotel's like, yeah, we don't have any vacancies. I'm like, oh, so it's not your hotel.
It's just a hotel.
A hotel.
And you like, misrepresented it.
Yeah. And then like, oh, can you take us to this hotel? And I'm like,
no.
Got in for a penny and for a pound, huh? So then I took them to that hotel. And then at the hotel, first of all, they're hiding the dog under the coat because you can't have a dog at the hotel. And the guy at the front desk is like, we need like a license. And she's like, oh, I don't have a license. Can you give him yours? And I'm like, oh, Jesus. And I'm like,
you did?
I was like, well, what if you like fuck up the room? Like, then
yeah,
I'm on the hook
for it. They're definitely going to.
And she's like, no, we're not going to do that. And I'm like, I gave him my license.
Oh, man.
Thankfully, they did not fuck up the room, but I was like, oh, Jesus. I felt bad. I mean, it
Where
was.
Did you pick a.
They were like near the highway.
Daughter,
they were like on the on ramp to the highway. It was like weird.
I would never pick up a woman.
Yeah.
I mean, a hot one.
I'm sure, like, the whole
but...
time I'm like, oh, God, am I about to get scammed? But then part of me is like,
yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. Maybe it's just a poor lady and her daughter trying to find a place to sleep, and I
yes.
feel like an asshole.
I'm sure she knows somebody whose dick she could suck to get out of the.
Yeah. Well, maybe I should have asked that in front of the daughter.
Probably.
Well, I just gave this guy. I just gave this guy my license. Like, you gonna suck this dick or what?
When I lived in Hollywood, like every week there would be a black woman trying to hustle you into cashing a check at the personal check store.
Yeah.
With some kind of story. Like, I got my paycheck, but I need to cash it here. I could go in there with you. Yeah, no.
What's the scam? Is like, do you have to give them your license?
The check's fake.
Right.
Or will bounce, or will probably bounce.
But will they give you money and then at the time, and then it bounces
and then
later?
They'll get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you'll have to put something down as.
It's like the money order scam or whatever else.
Yeah.
What's the live podcast?
Hey, Dick. Hey, Vito.
Hey.
I got to say, I don't generally enjoy live podcasts, I don't like them, but. Vito arguing with the entire audience about whether or not beef and broccoli is healthy has to be the funniest thing on the show so far. I don't know. I actually gotta defend Vito because like I think the same way where I'm just like, well, it's protein and it's a vegetable. They're like, those are two good things, and you know, mix them together. It's a good healthy meal. And he's not wrong. It is all calories in, calories out. So, you know, Vito, just get a little more active. You got this, buddy.
Okay, I was going to bring this up, is that, okay, everybody, fuck you, stop telling me, Vito, you have to, like, pay attention to calories, and then I'm like, okay, I'll go on the website and look up the calories. Oh, the filet of fish only has, what was it, 350, 450 calories?
Yeah.
So I can safely eat that, because it's not a lot of calories, and then it doesn't matter that I did the exact thing that you guys said to do, you still go, well, you can't eat the filet of fish, you idiot! And I'm like, well, then I can't, what the fuck? You told me that's what you wanted, was for me to look up the calories. I did it. Now you're telling me there's a secret lie to incorrectly represent the number of calories in there, or because they contain some sort of magic additive that it doesn't actually count as food, or something fucked like that. Okay, the beef and broccoli at the Panda Express is fine, and you know what, I got a you get two sides,
right?
I get one side of the white rice,
yeah,
and then for the other side they have this thing called super greens, which is just like cabbage and broccoli,
okay,
and like a light like garlic sauce. It's got like no calories.
Okay
so everyone stop giving me shit for having
what
beef
are you drinking
and broccoli.
With that
I get a Diet Coke.
So that how many calories?
Or I have the fucking, or I drink the zero calorie, the what do you call it, Gatorade?
And that's it. That's your meal.
That's my meal for you know that meal. I have
how
another
many meals
meal later.
Are there?
I don't know, two and
two?
A half.
So what? So that's like what, 600 calories?
That meal from the Panda Express.
Yeah.
Probably like 700.
700
when you're done with it.
So you're eating 1400 calories a day.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know. I'm doing the best I can, all right? I'm making changes.
Okay.
I go to McDonald's, you know what I get? I get a plain hamburger.
Well, okay.
250 calories.
But what's around the hamburger?
I didn't get any fries with it.
I mean, what's around the day besides the hamburger?
I had a bagel.
That's it? A plain hamburger and a bagel.
I had a plain hamburger, I had a bagel, I had a fillet of fish.
I mean, that's not a lot of calories you're describing.
Well, we're about to have pizza, so.
Oh, that was today?
Yeah, that's today what I've eaten so far.
Oh, okay. A bagel, plain hamburger, and a fillet of fish.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good lunch.
Okay.
It's a lot of bread and stuff. Bagels, too.
Well, I don't normally get bagels. This was like a special.
And you're drinking Mountain Dew.
This is the last of, I had leftover Mountain Dews. I used to get the subscription where it would send like a crate of them to my house every month.
Okay.
So this is like the last of them. After this, they're gone.
Okay, but how many of those did you have today?
This is the only one. I never
had. So, Mountain Dew, you had a Mountain Dew, fillet fish, and a hamburger and a bagel.
And a bagel.
Just a regular hamburger?
Just a regular hamburger, no cheese.
Those things are tiny.
I know. They're good, though.
I guess, yeah.
McDonald's hamburger, I like it.
Let me see. Calories in a bagel.
Probably 300.
Oof, okay. So, you got 250 there, 250 there. That's 500.
Yeah.
You got filet fish. What's that?
Another, I think it's 450.
Yeah, so you're rocking about 1,500 already.
I'm a huge guy, though. So, like, my calorie deficit is different from other people's calorie deficits.
Oh, okay.
You know what? I don't even care. I'm going to go eat a fucking whole chicken parmesan dinner or something. Who gives a shit? I'm doing what I can.
Okay.
I'll do some extra cardio tonight. How's that?
Sure. All right. One more.
We have a lot of voicemails, huh?
Yeah, there's a lot.
I'm glad we do these shows so you can get them out of the way.
Hey, JK Vito. My biggest problem this week is just video games. Every time I play video games and I, like, look up something on them, mm-hmm. I see some YouTuber who has, like, millions of views from just playing some fucking video game, right? Yeah. And I'm sitting here just playing it because I'm bored, right? But this person is making tons of bread. Hand over fucking fist, getting ad deals, all this shit, playing some fucking stupid shooting game or whatever that I want to play.
Anyone can do it.
I don't know. And then I go back from that video, and I'm just sitting there like, oh, I'm not making any money. I don't want to do this anymore. Like, literally. It just turns into this, like...
Ruined video games for you.
Wow, like, I could have made this a job, but it's kind of hard and impossible almost. Like, it's possible, but man, is there, like, a sliver of a chance that you get to, like, that person. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know. Like this carrot on a stick that's like not really even there because YouTube just picks like random people to be like their fucking little spokespersons and shit. Like, oh, we're gonna make this guy popular and we're gonna make everyone else not popular. Blah blah blah. Like, there's like a mental tactic behind it.
Success is random.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I don't know. Maybe you feel that about other stuff, but like with video games specifically, it's starting to feel really weird.
Dick, did you know that they just pick people at random and they become the popular game streamers? It has nothing to do with personality or talent or putting in the effort or buying the equipment, and just random.
How did we take our parents' like resentment and spite over sports?
Anyone could fucking hit a baseball.
Yeah, anyone could. I could have been.
I could throw a football.
I could have been a contender.
I could be.
You know,
contender.
I was pretty good in college, and we just moved it to streaming.
If I didn't blow out my knee,
I scored four touchdowns.
If I didn't scorch my graphics card, I could have been a big guy.
Yeah.
If my Super Nintendo didn't burn out, I'd be streaming along with the best of them.
All right, should we watch Eric's video or not?
It's
5:20. We could squeeze it in.
Sure. Put it in. I want to learn about the Ice Zombie video game.
Okay.
I don't know if it's on the Halloween theme necessarily, but it's scary how this man's mind works. I'll tell you that. Let's go to his channel, Young Rippa.
Oh, okay.
You know, go to YouTube.com.
Whoops.
Young Rippa 59. I think you actually already have it up, his channel.
I do? No, I think that's someone else's.
Oh, okay.
Young Rippa. 59? I thought it was 69.
No, 69 is Riley.
What is that? What is that?
That thumbnail is fucking insane. I'm like, he is this artist. It's like the guy who actually does all the concept art for the Rippaverse.
Yeah.
He's not good. He draws people like terrifying.
That looks horrible.
Go to his Twitter and you can see it bigger if you want. My dream game.
I'm dropped. Or I'm blocked.
You're blocked by him?
By Eric.
All right, whatever. Well, basically my dream game, and it has him looking insane.
Or wait, maybe I can open a secret window.
Twitter's, yeah. Eric D. July. They only let you see like the first five tweets now.
Yeah.
But it should be a new one.
He's got a gun. He's got guns. That's it.
Mm, that's how they get you. All right. Tell me about the Ripperverse video game.
Wait. I think I can find it by going like this. YouTube download. YouTube thumbnail.
Yeah, I've done that. That's how I. It's weird. You can't just like pull the thumbnail otherwise.
Oh
my God. Wow. Hold on. Bring it up on the. It's not up on the thing though.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Oh yeah, we'll get there, buddy.
Oh my God.
We should have started with this.
I mean, it's like a joke, right? This is like, but here's the thing is like, okay, obviously they made it. Why, first of all, why are they all purple? This guy has a weird coloring.
I can't answer that.
This guy has a weird coloring sense of what he wants to do.
Why
but
is the
he draws,
Goku and the Flash in there?
I think he's that's probably the games he wants to base it on.
Like Cyborg?
Yeah.
From DC and the Flash, Superman and Goku.
Which the whole point of a thumbnail is nobody can see any of this when it's scaled down to the size of a cell phone, so you don't actually have to put that garbage in there. Yaira looks in. Yeah, this is his like concept artist who's not good at his job. He's the reason Isom has a crossover his dick. Although I don't know if he's the reason. Eric probably told him to add the crossover the dick.
Probably.
Okay. This is 11 minutes. All right. Watch it at 1.5 speed. That's what everybody.
No!
That's what everybody does when they comment on these videos.
That's bad though.
1.25. Because
then they don't. You can't hear how stupid they are. We'll just quit in the middle.
All
if
right,
it's too
fine.
Long.
What would be my perfect game? Well, that'd be a tough question to answer, but I'll make it even tougher.
Who
if
writes
the Ripperverse
these
continues
for him?
To rise and we can make our own dream game, no budget concerns. What kind of game would it be?
See, it's going to go forever because we're going to want to pause it every 2 seconds, dude.
Like, well, what do you...
We're
not
going to
watch it on Motormouth speed just because it's funny.
All right. If you had no budget...
If it continues to rise...
Yeah.
If it like it's doing...
Yeah, the way it completely got cut in half from the previous campaign.
And there's no budget. Have you, do you ever talk like this about anything?
If he was, like, a rational human being, he'd say, I just want to make, like, a cheap 2D beat-em-up. It's, like, the most simple thing in the world.
Yeah, there's
it. I want to make it like the X-Men arcade game. That's it. You play as the characters and they have abilities. He's about to describe some sweeping, epic, fucking 3D RPG world based on a universe with two comic books. This is why this is fucking insane. Shut up! You've only made two issues of a comic. That's it. Okay? Todd McFarlane was at least like, you know, 20 issues into Spawn before he said, okay, now I'm going to make all
that
the toys.
That wasn't his first comic, was it?
No.
Todd McFarlane?
Todd McFarlane like worked on Spider-Man and all this other shit first. So he'd been in the industry forever, and then finally, okay, after all this experience, he goes, now's the time I'll make some toys and some video games and whatever else. You have nothing. There's nothing here. Do I get to play as Norfrica? Do I get to play as Ken Sugar Knight or whatever the fuck?
Larry
Sugar Knight, you're right.
All right,
play it. Let's see this game.
If it keeps growing.
We're talking about the most ambitious game. I've answered this question before on stream, but let's really go through this.
Talk about
if you had no
writing a great
concerns,
story.
I'm not trying to make the most wildly...
Buddy, we know it's just a fan... What do you mean no budgeting concerns? What are you... Do you have to preface any of this nonsense with the imaginary
again,
budget?
This is what an autistic child does, is goes, if I could make a video game, this is not a good idea for a video. I could make endless videos about what I would do if I had infinite money. It's not interesting.
It wouldn't be
what's
making a video game.
What's interesting is making something good, which you haven't done yet, so just focus on that instead of
he hasn't
wild.
Made any video games either.
No, and he never will.
Maybe.
I did see a fan tried to put Isom in Marvel vs. Capcom, so there you go.
Oh, yeah, that's they could fun. Put him in Mugen.
Yeah, put him in Mugen.
All right.
Accessible game.
Wait, what was that?
He wants to make
it. No budgeting concerns. I'm not trying to make the most wildly accessible game. In my opinion,
wait,
this approach is
he doesn't
want to
make a widely
developers
accessible
are trying
game.
Too hard to make game. In my opinion, this approach is plagued modern gaming. It's widely accessible game.
He mispronounced accessible.
Oh, accessible.
Yes.
So he says,
he says,
but
accessible.
Accessible. Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay.
In my opinion, this approach has plagued modern gaming. Developers are
trying... Of course you have to complain about what everyone else is doing. Every fucking time. Just tell us about the video game you want to make. You don't have to complain about how the leftists are making video games wrong. I don't care.
I hate accessibility in modern video games.
The thing is, why do they make games widely accessible? I want to make a game which is not accessible at all. No one will be able to accessible my game. Just tell me about the game. Don't tell me about what everyone else is doing wrong and why you're a once-in-a-lifetime fucking genius that has all the best ideas.
Is it just like all the autistic problems with video games?
Yes. This is half the video is going to be him complaining about loot boxes or something boring like that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Hard to make games for the lowest common denominator. When I say accessible, I'm not meaning the colorblind
accessible?
Settings. I'm saying, like, trying to appeal to people that can play the game and catering to their experience. But accessibility does not mean good. Just because a bunch of people can play your game does not make it good.
What?
Just tell me. Is it a,
like tic-tac-toe?
Fighting
everybody
game?
Can play that. Doesn't mean it's good.
Is it like a Mario 64 platformer? Just tell me about the...
Rule number one, it must not be accessible.
Yeah, no accessibles.
And having a specific target audience is not a bad thing. Mm. Nor does it mean that you can't be very profitable.
Okay.
So let me first bring up the culture and approach of this dream game before we get into the job.
I can't.
I want to make a game for people that are going to play the game. The people that are going to be invested like a lot of hours in. It's not for people that want to
just
play it once a week, 45 minutes,
pre-gaming, game.
Sipping a little blood ice before they go to the bar.
Is it
It'd be
always
a game
about
for
the
gamers,
fucking
not really
culture?
Casual.
Just say
it would not be easy. I don't care about game journals or streamers wanting to hurry up and complete it just so they can move on to the next game, get their reviews.
It's
in.
Not for completing. The game's not for completing.
I want to fucking kill myself.
It's to play forever, so you could never leave it.
No pay to win or pay to progress.
Yeah,
mechanics.
I know, I know.
There will be an obvious
no loot
skill
boxes,
gap in it,
no monetization.
Will not
you don't
want to
make money.
Be played by every single person that exists.
Idiots
nor
can
will
play it
be every person's cup of tea. The game will not.
It's, not everyone's
going
to love it.
Not everyone's going to like it. Wow. Like every video game that's ever existed. Congratulations.
Wow.
Play itself, and we are prioritizing actual gameplay over cinematics. Our goal is to make the best game for
oh
the target
God,
audience.
This is the lowest.
Wait, there's no
fruit.
There's no game. You keep saying our goal is
yeah,
to
our goal. Who's
this
us?
Was a fantasy.
Yeah. We're gonna make the game more important than the cinematics.
Yeah,
yeah. I know.
Right.
You're
right.
A genius, Eric. Congratulations.
Get out the way. What would be the genre? Many of you know that I like action RPGs,
okay.
That would be what I'd want to build.
What game is that?
We still have not got
I
that
don't know.
Next generation. Action RPG. Cyberpunk turned out to not be that, and Starfield doesn't seem to be that either. With the
what?
Obvious growth of technology and these engines, I feel
Isn't
as if
Grand
we're
Theft
overdue.
Auto, though?
The same can be said about MMOs.
Yeah.
The genre has been very stagnant, and we've got a lot of big promises that always seem
you
to undergo.
You want to make a Ripperverse MMO?
I guess.
Liver, you see a lot of Korean developers try, and boy, do they know how to cut a trailer. So, for this dream
hold on,
game,
pause it real quick. You're a fucking idiot. Okay, so I've actually done work for these Korean MMO studios. They're richer than shit. You're fucking retarded. These guys have.
Yeah.
These guys are making hundreds of millions of dollars a year. People love the fucking game.
Yeah.
They don't just cut good
it's
trailers.
Accessible.
It's accessible,
it's
yeah.
It doesn't mean it's good.
A bunch of, it's fine.
Doesn't, just because it's making money
it
doesn't mean
and
it's
playing
good.
Playing with their friends. But the idea that it's only good, people are only playing it because of the trailer is moronic.
Okay.
I'd want to build an online action RPG.
Okay.
Maybe it's not like an MMO in the traditional sense,
oh.
But I'd like for the base to be online with both cooperative and a touch of PvP content. Not to say that I wouldn't be willing to build an Isom or a Yaira game. We're just talking
okay.
about the dream game here. So instead of having you play as Ripperverse characters, I'd want you to be able to create your own exit. So we focus on character customization and give you the tools
everyone
to
loves
create.
That.
That doesn't mean that no one of Ripperverse characters would not be in the game. They'd appear, but they just wouldn't be playable. Maybe we start with Flores Park as that base. Dark City and branch out from there. So you inevitably...
You know, he's made two comic books.
I know, and now he wants to make DC Universe Online, and he thinks no one's made DC Universe Online before.
No, you see, you don't play as Batman, but you can make your own character. Yeah, so it's DC Universe Online. Okay. It's literally all of those MMOs. It's Star Wars Online, it's Matrix Online. You participate in the universe. It's not a unique idea.
We see reverse characters, and there would be cool ways to implement them. Now, I know. Some of you are thinking, so what, you mean DC Universe Online?
There you go.
Yes and no. Obviously, DC Universe Online is dated. I collect a lot of hours in that bad boy. But my criticism of that game has been the same I've had for other MMOs. It feels like the gameplay and combat is an afterthought. It becomes like item management, the game.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Here's why the combat and whatever feels outdated. When you have like 200 fucking people on a server... You can't give, like, Devil May Cry level action. It's just, like, impossible for the server to figure out what's going on and where a character is at any point of time. Yeah. Like, rollback netcode now exists, but that's for fighting games where it's one-on-one.
Yeah.
It's like the computer cannot transmit the data fast enough for you to be doing crazy acrobatic shit because it can't give it to the other person, the other computers on the network fast enough, and your character's just going to be glitching around the fucking screen. So you know nothing about game development, and you're an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Do you want to eat now before our show?
I guess. Yeah, we got to eat something. We'll finish this at a later date.
We could listen to a little bit on our show, too, I guess. I don't know. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Eric Chalai. See you later. Going to make the most accessible
Who would have thought that he'd be into video games now? After,
getting tired of making comics for a year.
Nailing it with comics, having not released any successful spinoffs, and alienating Comicsgate.
If I made a video about how my ideal super killer video game, like, you would make fun of me mercilessly. Because that would be the stupidest thing ever. Even if I had a comic out... If I said, here's how I would make the super killer video game, you would go, Vito, you're an idiot. You have one comic. Just focus on that. Don't make videos about
the
super killer VR experience would go.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is idiocy.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Let's go eat a whole pizza. Happy Halloween. Oh, shit. Fuck. I stopped.